Kalijah, I was speaking with Keyshawn earlier, and he was talking about the fact that, oh, I'm a veteran now in media days because I represented the Big Ten. The funny thing is, when you look at the collective group with you, Jared, and Keyshawn, I can honestly say, first of all, leadership power, star power, nobody can match that, especially when you want to throw into the mix the smiles, you're put together, and you're actually embracing this opportunity.
Yeah, man, it's a blessing to be here, and thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you.
For me, it's a dream come true, just consistently climbing the ranks as I've been at Vandy. And the guys I have with me, big personalities, big star power, like you said, those are my guys. And, you know, we're happy to be able to, you know, represent our school and our team.
One of the things I hear often, you know, over the years, as far as from players with regards to Derek Mason, is the fact that, and you hear from the media, too, you hear the fact that I can play for that guy. I want to play for that guy. You can tell that he cares. You can tell he's a great teacher. And speaking of Derek Mason, as he pops over, what is it like and what is your relationship like with Coach Mason?
Coach Mason's the guy. There's no other way to say it, man. He's forever in my good favor, man. He's really responsible overall for me being here and being in the position I'm in. I'm happy, and I'm happy to call him my head coach, and I want nobody else to have that title.
When you have those kind of feelings for your coach, it also makes you a better player. It makes everybody on the team to want to try harder, play harder, especially when games are on the line in the fourth quarter. Not only your expectations, but what do you want to do as far as helping from the standpoint of the legacy that you bring to the table as far as Vanderbilt is concerned?
I want my legacy to ultimately be a guy in people's minds that played with passion, played with fire, and tried to create an everlasting foundation for the program going forward. You know, a new, fresh face for what Vandy football can be. And you mentioned Coach, and I think he approaches every day with that same passion as far as representing Vandy and showing us in a good light. You see him smiling. You see how he dresses. You see how he talks and treats people. That's who he is, and that's who he tries to make us be. And I think, you know, the more we take on his personality and how he operates day to day, I think the more successful a football program will be. I think the most successful men will be, and I think the most successful will be in life.
We saw last month, you know, Tim Corbin and his team winning the national championship as far as college baseball. And I often talk about, you know, winning on a campus is contagious. It shows you and the other teams on the campus that winning championships is possible. What did that mean for you as far as from a pride standpoint, watching Vanderbilt be the last team standing in baseball?
That's big, man. That's big not only for them, that's big for the school, it's big for the community. You know, shots out to those guys because, you know, they put their heart and soul into that. And, you know, they are the best team in baseball in college. So, you know, let's get that straight, without a doubt. And, you know, they had some big freshman contributors. You know, shout out to Kumar Rocker for being a baller in that series. You know, like I said, just a sense of pride. You see those guys walking around. They're cool, humble dudes. So, you know, hopefully we can carry that torch into football season.
I was going to say, carrying the torch, you know, even after your playing days are over at Vanderbilt and moving on to the next level, it's the opportunity to keep carrying that torch and showing it, you know, the possibilities are there for, you know, individuals back in high school thinking about, okay, where am I going to play my college ball? It shows them that anything is possible at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's kind of the mark, one of the marks we've had, at least that I saw coming, going, like, in my decision-making process. I was like, man, Randy doesn't really put many people into the league. But then I get here and I start looking at it, the talent we have, guys like J-Mac, guys like Jay Cutler, guys like Casey Hayward. Recently, since I've been here, guys like Oren Burks, guys like Zach Cunningham, guys like Ralph Webb that are going on and in different stages of their career, but at the same time, they're putting on for the school and you know, giving Vandy a face in the NFL. You know, my personal friend Juwan Williams is going to do big things in the NFL, in my opinion. You know, and we're looking forward to watching him ball out. You know, and to everybody that maybe consider Vandy, you know, don't use that as a reason. Don't use what you think or what people talk about as far as Vandy as a reason to not look at the school, because I'm sitting here telling you, you can do it. You know, I thought the same way as you, but you can come here and you can ball out and you can be just like any other guy that goes to big schools.
You have a Riley Neal or Deuce Wallace. The fact that there's a competition there is going to make each of those quarterbacks better from an offensive standpoint as far as that relationship with regards to both of those individuals. What is that chemistry like for you, you know, from looking back in the spring and moving forward as far as the upcoming season?
I'm excited. Both of those guys can ball. Both of those guys have a good arm. And both are athletic. You know, Riley's a little bit bigger than Deuce, but, you know, Deuce makes up for it with personality. So whoever steps onto the field day one is a guy that I'm going to believe in, but ultimately both of those guys can go.
You and Jared and obviously Keyshawn, not shy at all representing Vanderbilt today.
You can't be, man, because we already have a stigma on us about, you know, how we are from the outside in. So we kind of got to show, you know, everything's not sweet. You know, we got some personality, we can talk.
Oh, by the way, last question as far as that stigma you're bringing up. What does that mean when you know what's out there as far as that noise? Can you use it from a positive standpoint to help make you a better person, not just a better football player, but also, you know, a better individual altogether?
Oh, you have to. You have to, absolutely. You have to use it in a positive light. You have to think about it as a motivating factor. You have to think about it as a reason to get up every day and go hard because you have something to prove.